I developed C9 Strategies for Living as a framework for coaching. It uses 9 qualities of being, all beginning with the letter C, to evaluate where you are in life and what more you would like to experience. I then place each of those 9 qualities in the 3 areas of body, mind, and spirit. Each of those areas have aspects that can illuminate a path of awareness, bringing you both more growth and progress while also creating and maintaining harmony and balance. The first area of the body is consciousness. Consciousness begins as an emotion, and emotion actually precedes thought. Emotions show up in the body as physical sensations. How a person defines an increased heart rate, butterflies in the stomach, or sweaty palms can determine their experience of the moment. I actually came up with a word. I call it anticiprehension. Anticiprehension is a combination of anticipation and apprehension. Both of those emotions have very similar sensations in the body, of an increased heart rate, maybe butterflies in the stomach. If you define those sensations as anticipation, you will have a completely different experience of the moment as you would if you define them as apprehension. Conscious awareness of your emotions can define your experience of each and every moment. The second area in the body is compassion, which is often said to reside in the heart. How open is your heart? Who do you need to forgive in your life and in your past? And how is holding on to that resentment and the story of why you're holding on to the resentment holding you back? What might you need to forgive yourself for? When a person leads from the heart and is connected to that heart, magic happens. The last area of the body is coherence. Coherence of physical and energetic structures in your body. How are they aligned? When a person has a feeling of being connected to their body and that body functions properly in efficiency, so too does the outside life tend to function smoothly and have you feeling like you're in the flow. There are specific exercises and processes that beneficially impact each of these aspects of the body. How would your life be different if you experienced greater consciousness, had a capacity for even more compassion, and lived with increased coherence? What might you be able then to accomplish and enjoy accomplishing? The second area we look at is in the mind. One of the greatest challenges people experience is to be consistent in their actions, their thoughts, and behaviors. You know, they say it takes, 21 days, 30 days, some sort of number of days to create a habit. And it seems to be even shorter for bad habits. But the question is, what thoughts are holding you back from having a level of consistency that you desire? How might your relationships or finances be improved with just even a slight increase in consistent actions that you know are in your interest? I found often it is in our beliefs, especially in our unconscious beliefs, that our challenge of being consistent resides. Secondly, we look at congruence. When your life has greater congruence, you feel happier. Often, are you successful in one area of your life or a couple areas of your life and not in others? What strategies and mindsets are you using in some areas that you could actually apply to other areas of your life? The psychologist Carl Rogers says that when a person is in congruence, they're in a healthy state of being, and this helps them continue to progress towards self-actualization. By looking at all areas of your life, you can identify those areas that might need special attention in order to have the full life you desire. What I've also found is that improvements in one certain areas have spillover effects into other areas without any effort whatsoever. Let's be honest, while money may be the root of all evil, it also makes the world go round. Your commerce is the way in which you achieve financial abundance. For some, it might be a salary position, but more and more of us need and want to be more creative in how we earn money. Do you need the security of standard employment, or do you crave the excitement and potential rewards of going out on your own? Commerce is where you're consuming and what you have to offer. Another definition of commerce is in social dealings between individuals. Are you coming from a place of service in your social dealings, or are you trying to get something? When coming from a place of service, often many types of abundance show up in life. The work in the area of the mind then concentrates on examining your consistency and the beliefs that you may be blocking you from being consistent. Identifying where you're performing at levels that work for you in some areas and not others is looking at congruence, and that you then want to improve. And finally, where are you getting your coin and your other rewards in the area of commerce? And how is that showing up in your interactions with others? Lastly, we look at the area of spirit or the soul. In order to thrive, we must have commitment, not only to ourselves, but to a purpose outside of the individual self. What really drives you? How are you committed to making a difference to others and to humanity? By shifting focus from me to we, our souls expand, bringing richness to our lives. Whatever our soul is committed to will come to fruition. Are you aware of what your commitments are? Commitments to yourself, commitments to life? Which do you profess to have, and which actually show up in your life? Have you been living a life of the cowardly lion, looking strong and courageous on the outside, but in reality coming from a place of fear? Tony Robbins says that the two greatest fears are first, not being good enough, and second, never being loved. The spirit inside knows that you are love and that you are more than enough. Once you move from faith to fear, life opens up for you. Of all the C9 qualities, the most valuable in moving forward with faith is courage. Finally, when all this work is in motion, and movement begins to happen in each of these areas, one begins to experience convergence of all of your efforts. Breaking through old patterns and beliefs, embracing the body and all of its innate knowledge, harnessing the power and focus of the mind, and unleashing the passion and courage of the soul, all forces then converge to transform you and your life into the fulfilling experience that you desire. All of this is possible looking at life through C9 strategies for living an effective life.